Jay says, hey, Bud, the Weekend Mixer with Jenna from Bud Distributing.
Jenna and I are back with Ken from The Buck. If you missed it, we were talking a little bit about the Winter Beer Fest that is happening next weekend. The Buck has a lot of other really cool things for beer lovers to do, right, Ken?
Oh, yeah. And we'll have some really unique beers on draft that day as well, so including a couple for contact cabins.
The day of the beer fest.
The day of the beer fest.
That is the 28th next Saturday from noon to 4, and I'm sure you guys will carry them until they run out as well that day.
Of course.
Very good. So even if you can't make it into the beer fest, you can still go drink beer at the Buck.
Correct.
And then looking at some of the stuff that you have coming up, let's see, February 2nd, Tapestry Tap Takeover.
Yes, it's going to be a great event. They have a great lineup. Joe from Tapestry will be there. I'm one of the co-owners of that brewery. So they're going to have some really fun stuff. I know they're doing a gin barrel aged of Mr. Orange and some just really unique stuff that they'll have on tap. There's going to be 8 handles on tap that day.
And then, you know, there's that big game that's coming up, the football thing.
That one game.
Yeah. February 3rd and 4th, we have buy one, get one on Growlers and Howler. Am I saying that right?
Yeah.
For Super Bowl, right?
We do.
Is that anything? Any beer I want?
Well, we will limit it to, there's a couple of barrel aged beers that we would not and some foreign beers that we have, but it'll be more than 65 beers that we'll offer. If people want to bring a Howler or Growler in that you have already from another brewery or whatever, they can come in and have it filled.
Oh, okay.
Or you can purchase a Howler and have it filled with us. And if you do, we'll give you another glass Howler for free,
yeah,
as well as fill the second one for free.
I guess
so
that's something I never thought about is, like, you know,
Super Bowl parties, it's beer.
Yeah. And take the Growler with you. Mm-hmm. And even just going to the Buck to do that, you know, you might think of, like, you guys do have so many beers. I might want to go to Round Barn to do that. But if you guys have it, head downtown.
Right. You can come get a Growler filled or a Howler of Round Barn or Tapestry, for example.
Yeah.
And Silver Harbor while you're there.
Love it. Okay. This is what I want to know about because I don't know what this is. February 9th, we have the second annual Sour Beer Festival at the Buck.
We do. And actually, it was something we tried last year because sour beers are becoming a very strong trend in the craft beer industry. And so we thought we would try it last year, and we tapped about 14 or 15 sour beers.
Okay.
What is a sour beer exactly?
Yes. Well, I will let Ken talk about
that.
Stop
reading my mind.
Yes. You know how this girl works. Sour beers are definitely a trend, like Ken said, and something that breweries are all playing around with and kind of experimenting with. And there's wild yeast strain in that. So it's very something.
It's a very touchy yeast strain.
Yes.
And it's a long process in order to be able to ferment a sour beer.
I'm envisioning it's not like something that's like sour. It's probably more tart.
It is more tart.
It is.
And some of them are actually really easy drinking, but it has become a huge trend in the craft beer industry.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's kind of almost just like, if for some reason I keep wanting to reference like a apple, like, you know, maybe some of the ciders, but it's more like tart.
Yeah, they're not super sweet, I don't think. I mean, you know what you
Sounds
think?
To me like I need to come and try
you
these.
You gotta come try them.
Yeah.
They're typically done in small batches because of the risk factor associated with brewing process. Because if the yeast doesn't ferment properly, it can...
So they're risky
beers. It can
create
an issue in your brewery. It can create a huge issue in your brewery.
Okay.
Because, you know, you don't want that in your everyday beer that has a different yeast strain. It can create a lot of bacteria, that kind of stuff. So you gotta be very, very, very trained to make these style of beers.
How many of these are you gonna have that day?
We'll typically run anywhere, I think, between 12 and 15.
Okay.
On draft.
My final question on sour beers. When you do this on the 9th, February 9th, can you taste them? Like, do you get like samples? How does it work?
You do. Typically, when we do any of these beer festivals, especially on these types of beers, we do very small pours. So purchase a 5-ounce pour. So you're not having to purchase a full glass of beer.
Right.
Very good. All right. Ready?
Yes.
February 16th. My favorite one. All right. The name of this, I'll have you explain in just a minute. It is the Young Life Give Back and Girl Scout Cookies Beer Pairing, obviously means we're going to be pairing beer with cookies. And they're going to probably be matched on the beer palette to go with the cookie palette.
They will. So that day, from the entire day, from open to close, including lunch, we're supporting Young Life by giving 15% of our total sales for the day back to them, and they'll get a check in form so that they have that within Young Life. But at the same time, we're doing a Girl Scout cookie pairing, and it's going to be interesting because if you have a favorite Girl Scout cookie, which I'm sure you do,
who doesn't,
or multiple favorites,
or I eat a box of every one of them.
We're working with the brewers right now on the different styles of beer, and actually a couple of them are brewing beer for the event. So that we'll offer what you'll end up getting. You can pick and choose the type, the cookie that you want. There'll be a beer, which is a 5-ounce pour of beer that will go with it, and it'll also come with Girl Scout cookies. So it becomes a paired product.
What's your favorite Girl Scout cookie?
I like the mint.
Jenna. How do you go away from that? I also like the mint.
I like the caramel ones, the coconut caramels. I don't know their names.
Yeah, I can't remember either.
That is the 16th. Just a reminder really quickly, too, that is actually also the same day that Y Country is holding our annual radiothon for the St. Jude Children's Hospital.
Oh, yes.
So we will actually be broadcasting live at the Silver Beach Center. So awesome. Even more reason to come down there. Stop by and see us at the Solar Reach Center and then go have some cookies and beer at the Buck.
Perfect.
Well, thanks for coming in and chatting beer with me today. Thanks again, Jenna, and have a great weekend, guys.
Yes, you too.
Thank you.
Lindsay K says, hey, bud, the Weekend Mixer with Jenna from Bud Distributing.